Beyond the window, water slapped against the pilings of the wooden sidewalk along the canal. Dirk Tellerian looked up and saw a low black barge drift slowly past in the moonlight. A solitary figure stood at the stern, leaning on a thin dark pole. Everything was etched quite clearly, for Brack's moon was riding overhead, big as a fist and very bright. Behind it was a stillness and a smoky darkness, an unmoving curtain that hid the farther stars. A cloud of dust and gas, he thought, the tempter's veil. The beginning came long after the end. A whisper jewel. It was wrapped in layers of silver foil and soft dark velvet, just as he had given it to her years before. He undid its package that night, sitting by the window of his room that overlooked the wide, scummy canal where merchants poled fruit barges endlessly up and down. The gem was just as Dirk recalled it, a deep red laced with thin black lines, shaped like a tear. He remembered the day the Esper had cut it for them, back on Avalon. And after a long time, he touched it. It was smooth and very cold against the tip of his finger, and deep within his brain it whispered memories and promises that he had not forgotten. He was here on Brack for no particular reason. He never knew how they found him, but they did, and Dirk Tellerian got his jewel back. "Gwen," he said quietly, all to himself, just to shape the word again and feel the familiar warmth on his tongue. His Jenny, his Guinevere, mistress of abandoned dreams. It had been 7 standard years, he thought, while his finger stroked the cold, cold jewel. But it felt like 7 lifetimes, and everything was over. What could she want of him now? The man who had loved her, that other Dirk Tellerian, that maker of promises and giver of jewels, was a dead man. Dirk lifted his hand to brush a spray of grey-brown hair back out of his eyes, and suddenly, not meaning to, he remembered how Gwen would brush his hair away whenever she meant to kiss him. He felt very tired then, and very lost. His carefully nurtured cynicism trembled, and a weight fell upon his shoulders, a ghost weight, a heaviness of the person he had been once and no longer was. He had indeed changed over the years, and he had called it growing wise, but now all that wisdom abruptly seemed to sour. His wandering thoughts lingered on all the promises he had broken, the dreams he had postponed and then mislaid, the ideals compromised, the shining future lost to tedium and rot. Why did she make him remember? Too much time had passed, too much had happened to him, probably to both of them. Besides, he had never really meant for her to use the Whisper Jewel. It had been a stupid gesture, the adolescent posturing of a young romantic. No reasonable adult would hold him to such an absurd pledge. He could not go, of course. He had hardly had time to see Brack yet. He had his own life, he had important things to do. After all this time, Gwen could not possibly expect him to ship off to the outworlds. Resentful, he reached out and took the jewel in his palm, and his fist closed hard around the smallness of it. He would toss it through the window, he decided, out into the dark waters of the canal, out and away with everything that it meant. But once within his fist, the gem was an ice inferno, and the memories were knives. "Because she needs you," the jewel whispered, "because you promised." His hand did not move. His fist stayed closed. The cold against his palm passed beyond pain into numbness. That other Dirk, the younger one, Gwen's Dirk, he had promised. But so had she, he remembered, long ago on Avalon. The old Esper, a wizened Emerelli with a very minor talent and red-gold hair, had cut 2 jewels. He had read Dirk Tellerian, had felt all the love Dirk had for his Jenny, and then had put as much of that into the gem as his poor psionic powers allowed him to. Later he had done the same for Gwen. Then they had traded jewels. It had been his idea. "It may not always be so," he had told her, quoting an ancient poem. So they had promised, both of them, Send this memory and I will come. No matter where I am or when or what has passed between us, I will come, and there will be no questions. But it was a shattered promise. 6 months after she had left him, Dirk had sent her the jewel. She had not come. After that, he could never have expected her to invoke his promise. Yet now she had. Did she really expect him to come? And he knew, with sadness, that the man he had been back then, that man, would come to her, no matter what, no matter how much he might hate her or love her. But that fool was long buried. Time and Gwen had killed him. But he still listened to the jewel and felt his old feelings and his new weariness, and finally he looked up and thought, well, perhaps it's not too late after all.